This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
If it weren't for COVID-19, many high school seniors would be taking their final lap around school hallways. They'd be attending prom, end-of-year banquets, and, of course, graduation day. That's not happening now. So KUT's Claire McInerney talked to four seniors in Austin about what has been lost at the end of this senior year.
Without prom, award ceremonies, senior celebrations, and graduation ceremonies, the whole K through 12 experience can feel unfinished. Hudson Humphrey, a senior at McCallum High School, said it best.
It seems important, but like in the same times, I don't know why it's important. My parents did it. I've seen pictures of them. I've seen pictures of my grandparents like graduated. You see it in movies. You see it in cartoons. You see it in everything. And when you don't get to do it, it's kind of sad.
It's like reading a book, getting to the end, and the last chapter is ripped out. Now, every student's last chapter would have looked different. Hudson wasn't particularly excited about prom, but he was excited to attend a graduation ceremony, kind of as a marker into this new phase of young adulthood.
I feel like a cocoon right now. It was supposed to turn into a thriving butterfly once I was going to throw off my cap and gown.
One of the cool things about senior year is you get to feel really special as the oldest in the school. Frances Parra, a senior at the Ann Richards School for Young Women Leaders, says her school has a lot of traditions that celebrate the seniors, and she doesn't get to experience them.
We also have a tradition where we put up our senior portraits along the wall and we replace the old ones. So it's like a ceremony, and then the whole school walks past it the next day.
The entire student body at Ann Richards, 6th through 12th grade, attends the senior graduation every year. And after sitting through six other ceremonies, she was ready to finally have her own. She was also looking forward to her marching band banquet, where she and her fellow band members would hand out superlatives, give speeches, and look through photos and videos together. That banquet instead was held on Zoom. And Frances must now end her high school career without all the events and ceremonies that help students to reflect on their high school experiences.
It's been really obvious that we take school for granted. It makes me think, like, I hope I made every single moment, like I lived it up to the fullest. And I just hope that everyone else who has the opportunity to go through high school still, and like the seniors next year, I just really hope everyone makes the most of that.
Maddie Pollock goes to the Liberal Arts and Science Academy, which is very focused on college prep. So one thing she was excited about this semester was for things to slow down and just enjoy time with her friends. She's still reflecting on her high school experience and what made it special, even if she doesn't get the traditional send-off.
Because LASA's also like about like half the size of like a bigger high school, so we know like everybody, which I think is really cool. I feel like I'll probably never like have that again where I'll just like know everybody around me, especially going to like a big college. So I think that's been special.
My name is Chantal Flores. I'm a senior at Crockett High School.
Chantal had a lot she was excited about this semester. For one, she's the yearbook editor, so she was going to finally see a year's worth of work come together. She was also excited to debut a prom look she's been thinking about for years.
The prom dress that I had was a traditional, it's called a chiapas dress. And it's just like a like nice embroidered with just a bunch of flowers. It was just something that I really look forward to because I planned on having that dress since like the end of my sophomore year, beginning of my junior year. Like I already knew I wanted to be different. I didn't want to be wearing that same red silk dress that every other girl wears at prom.
For years, she watched her older siblings go through the graduation festivities and how happy it made her parents. She was excited to get her diploma and see her parents all dressed up with flowers and balloons to celebrate her.
My parents are immigrants, and it's like that classic immigrant story where they come here for like a better life and for us to do better and do the things that they didn't get to do. It kind of feels like it doesn't hit full circle because I don't get like that moment or that experience like I would have wanted it to.
even though, like many of us, she's grieving what COVID-19 took away, Chantal says she's aware of all the positive things she's experienced during high school.
I'm not going to look back at like, oh, senior year got cut short. Like, I'm going to look back at the laughs, like the karaoke days, and just like me hanging out with my friends, going off campus for lunch. Like, I'm going to look back at that. I'm not going to look back at the time that we got taken away.
Austin ISD is holding virtual graduation ceremonies in June, and they hope to have in-person celebrations in August. Claire McInerney, KUT News.